The news that Michael Jackson had died broke on the entertainment news website TMZ.com nearly an hour before other more traditional news organizations like CNN and the Los Angeles Times reported that he was deceased. Joining us to speak about the media coverage and about the performer himself is Eric Diggins, the media critic for the St. Petersburg Times.
What is obvious is that we had this online site sort of get to the news before anybody else, and also in a way that was accurate. I mean, we've had sort of gossip sites and tabloids, you know, sort of report things before other people, but even if parts of what they reported were right, there may be other things to question. But what's notable about what TMZ did is that its initial reporting was proved accurate. I haven't seen any of it invalidated. What was also interesting was that if you went on Twitter or if you went on Facebook, you started getting tidbits of information long before they would even show up on the cable TV news networks, which was kind of interesting because, you know, the TV networks were in, the TV cable channels were in continuous coverage mode. So theoretically, you know, as soon as they find something out, they're presenting it to the public in this stream of information that we've all gotten used to. But if you were on Twitter and Facebook, you were finding out these things, you know, before they were. And so there's a sense that sort of the online component of tracking this kind of news jumped ahead of the traditional media, jumped ahead of the traditional gatekeepers. And this is something that people have been talking about, but to see it in such a stark display at the center of the biggest news story, certainly of this week, probably of this month, maybe of this year, that's pretty amazing.
Now, Michael Jackson, a lot of people were saying, is big a cultural icon as Elvis and the Beatles were. And I was thinking about that today, Eric Diggins. Elvis Presley, of course, died in 1977 before the cable networks. CBS Evening News infamously was chastised for not leading the news that night with Elvis's death. John Lennon, the Beatles, died in 1980. CNN just began that year. Michael Jackson, of course, a lot different cultural landscape media-wise in 2009. Of course, as we speak on Friday, nonstop Michael Jackson, all the cable networks, which I guess is not unexpected. I remember when Ronald Reagan died 5 years ago, the cable networks went for, I think, 5 or 6 days straight with coverage of him. Anything that you want to say? That, I mean, Michael Jackson certainly had an interesting and controversial life, so there's been a lot of commentators on talking about a lot of different things over the last 24 hours or so.
Yeah, I mean, a few things come to mind. First, the TV seemed to have a tough time dealing with the duality of Michael Jackson's image, because on the one hand, you had this revolutionary artist who scored so many impressive firsts, so many singular achievements, and had a hit in literally, you know, every decade of his life on this earth. So he meant something to probably, you know, 3 or 4 different generations of pop music fans. So you have that amazing achievement. And then on the other hand, you have this incredibly troubled, incredibly tortured, incredibly at times sordid and desperate personal life. And sort of vacillating between the TV, you know, TV kind of has one gear usually. And so it's tough for TV to encompass those two things in a single night of coverage, and you saw that on the networks last night. You know, the other thing that strikes me about Michael is that there are very few artists who have straddled so many historic eras in music, and I think we're not going to see a new artist like that in our lifetimes. I mean, the music industry and pop culture has changed so much. You know, Michael Jackson got famous at 10 years old. He had hits, you know, before he was old enough to go to high school, and just sort of crafted this immense pop star persona that followed him throughout the rest of his life. You know, Stevie Wonder is another artist who did that. He got famous, I think, before his teenage years as an R&B artist and has maintained that fame. But there are very few artists who started out famous at sort of the birth of Motown and that pop music that was oriented towards teenagers with the Beatles and those kinds of artists. I mean, that's when pop music first realized that teenagers spent money and just stayed popular for the next 50 years. I mean, we're not going to see another artist like that. And so to have somebody like that taken from us unexpectedly at an age when most people don't die, let alone most wealthy people, it's a shock, you know, and it's a loss, and it's a I was on Twitter and Facebook, and there were people complaining that there was so much attention being paid to his death, you know, citing the unrest in Iran or citing the economic troubles that we have now, saying that there's more important things out there. But this is an artist who is singular in a way that lives up to the hype. You know, we're used to being told that artists are amazing and singular and geniuses. But this is one guy who lived up to all of that, and he's gone at a time when nobody expected him to die. And I don't think you can undersell that story.